This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, everyone, all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being with us today. We are broadcasting 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to listen, you can listen on your phone. There's a telephone listen line, which is up, and it's 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. And Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you've heard broadcasts talk about how this is a lie, a sham, a hoax, a fraud, their term, BS, I'd love to hear from you. And you may call us and just give us a capsule of what you've heard people say on the air. I'm talking about broadcasters, not callers, but broadcasters. What have they been saying about the, my term is, Corona Panic? And that number again, 866-582-9933. Rich Sheehan's with us. And Rick will be back next week. Welcome, Rich Sheehan.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, we're in pretty crazy times economically. Safety reasons regarding health. There's a lot of deceptions out there. And, you know, to me, it basically points to a direction, Vince, that we've been talking about for so many years, which is trying to become a little more self-sufficient, move to the country, move to rural areas, relearn those lost 19th century skills, not giving up 21st century technology, but start thinking outside the box, growing your own food, raising your own animals, possibly living off-grid. You know, we've taught our youth how to push buttons and manage paper and be politically correct, while the government, public schools are socially and politically indoctrinating our youth while giving them no skill sets and lots of debt. So who knows if I know people are listening. I know in the last 9 to 12 months has been a massive wake-up. But the powers that be, they keep throwing things at the Patriots and President Trump, Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 impeach, impeach, impeach. And now this, and who knows if the powers that be, when you have an addiction to power, money, and control, are they ever going to give it up? I think one of the things we should talk about today, Vince, is a little economic 101 updates, but more importantly, talk about the deceptions on how the hierarchy at every level, from unions to the Fed to the big corporate oligarchies, and how they're really basically getting all the bailouts while the little people suffer less purchasing power of money because of all these bailouts going to all these people. So I think we should talk about that. I think I've talked till I'm blue in the face about stock buybacks. I can talk for a couple minutes on that. But just to show that the little people, we're getting the rhetoric, the propaganda, the hoaxes, the lies, while the elite at the top hierarchical levels are getting bailouts for malinvestment. Vince?
Okay, so talking about economics, class, of course, we're talking about the Corona Panic. So here is an example of what's happening in economics. During normal circumstances, the New York City's subway system picks up about 5.5 million people each weekday. And because of the corona panic, the ridership, if you want to call it that, is down by, well, it's down by 4.8 million riders. So from it's down 4.8 million riders. So the city is going to slash, or actually has slashed, commuter rail services by at least 25%. Another way to look at it is ridership is down 87% as compared to the same day last year. So there'll be fewer subways running, subway trains running. Why is that? Because there's fewer riders. Makes sense, right? Gerald Celente said something kind of interesting. He's been on this broadcast many times over the years. He's pretty well known in the financial world. He says, never in the history of the world has the whole world or most of the world been shut down by politicians destroying people's lives and their businesses. People are going to go bankrupt. You're going to see suicide rates increase. You're going to see crime escalate and people overdosing on drugs because of depression. It's going to be worse than the Great Depression. It's going to be the greatest depression. Let's see, he says, we're going to go from dirty cash to digital trash. That's pretty much a done deal, right? And he says that they're destroying the global economy. They're destroying people's lives. We're going to see crime levels that are unimaginable. Why do you think people are going out and getting guns? Then you're going to see these liberals talking about gun confiscation. Crime is going to escalate, and the deaths are going to go through the roof. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. He's been quoted as saying that for a long, long time. Let me say it again. When people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. What he means is they lose their minds and go crazy. Okay. You're going to see gangs like never before. On the other end, open border issue, that's a closed story. They're closing borders all over the world. So you're not going to hear people say, let them in. Let them in, that's over. That's what he's saying. And then he says something that I disagree with. And he says, I agree with Trump. We should go back to business as usual. Now, I disagree with that. My position is we need to stay locked down and save people's lives versus saving the economy. It's going to be very difficult to do both. And we can see that the market, the Dow Jones, is collapsing day after day after day because of the lockdown. I don't know any other way of doing it. That's what we're doing here. At the farm, we are locked down. Because that's the only way we can protect ourselves. An example, a really simple example, is Frito-Lay. They had to shut down because someone in their food processing environment is positive for coronavirus. So if that person has it, the virus would be on the food, theoretically. And that's another thing you need to think about. And that's something that Rich Eben has been saying for as long as I've known him. You need to grow your own garden. Because how would you like to buy a prepackaged item that's already got the coronavirus baked in? Yeah, that's figurative. Rich Eben, your thoughts about that?
Well, yeah, it's coronavirus. It could be glyphosate. It could be estrogen mimickers. You heard me talk about that. And I would like to, since you brought that up, and let's get back to the economy after I'm done here. There's a, I'm noticing a few people that I know who are getting what's called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It basically, it's immune autoimmune form of hyperthyroidism that involves the production of autoimmune thyroid antibiotics, seen 20% more in women than men, but the fact that men are still getting it, and this Hashimoto's thyroiditis starts from hyperthyroidism, and we all know that our thyroids are going south because people aren't taking enough iodine. And it develops due to prolonged exposure to excess estrogen. So people with this hypothyroid both overproduce estrogen and cannot detoxify it, causing it to accumulate in their body. So this estrogen accumulates in the tissue and not in the blood, so it can't be tested through a blood test. So these estrogen levels in this disease can be as 50 times higher than in normal individuals. And I'm running into people who are getting this. I don't know what, you know, even if you talk to the NIH, FDA, the CDC, you're never going to get truth anymore for any government organization. So it's hard to know what to believe. But a lot of these foods, even natural foods, soybeans, soy products, sesame seeds, wheat, barley, rye, oats, a lot of our products like shampoos contain these pseudoestrogens. So, you know, I think we're getting to the point where moving rural and having your own garden, maybe raising your own animals, maybe doing a little hunting and fishing is so important. I mean, even getting away from 5G and your cell phones and the smart meters, which have been associated with ill effects, you know, our bodies can only take so much. We're being polluted chemically, biologically, and technologically. Now, I know we're heading into a break real soon, but to talk about shift gears here about the economy, since you kind of started there. You know, the average bear market, a lot of people, it all depends on who you read, okay? The average person is saying we're in a bear market and we're possibly, most likely, in a recession. And a lot of people, like Gerald Celente, is saying that we are heading towards the worst depression ever. Now, just to put it in perspective, the average bear market, folks, lasts a year and a half, 18 months. Now, I've talked about economic 101 updates and everything, the whole phony derivative market, the hedge funds, the inflation, deflation, stagflation. I've talked about all this. And it's pretty obvious, Vince, that we are in a deflationary, stagflationary environment. But debt is deflationary by nature, and we have a lot of debt, corporate debt, household debt, government debt. Now, the Fed is buying right now corporate, municipal, and treasury debt, so that means they're monetizing debt. Debt is basically money, but unfortunately, a lot of our corporations, which are rated as triple B, are probably going to go to junk. Now, keep in mind, two rating agencies are more influenced by the corporations paying a little money under the table than reality. And 40% of the S&P are zombie companies, which means if they sold every asset they have, they cannot get out of debt. So we're seeing more defaults, more bankruptcies, more delinquencies, all the things that I've been saying. So as they increase or decrease money supply, we get more defaults, bankruptcies, and delinquencies. Now you're saying, Rich, they're not decreasing money supply. They're printing like a bunch of drunken sailors. Well, they are. But if we don't have an increase in velocity of money, that means there is not an increase in consumer confidence. So people are going to basically save as much of that money and not spend it, because there's no confidence in the corporate oligarchies and the too big, too corrupt governments. So when you don't have confidence, you don't have spending. What they need to do, instead of just giving away so-called cash, is have vouchers for spending with an expiration date on it, so people can go out and spend it in a certain amount of time and not save it. And we will be back right after the break, folks, but I want to talk about some of the deceptions.
Sure, hold on. And David will be with us in Illinois.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us, and David in Illinois is calling in. Welcome, David.
Hey, how you doing? I don't have a catchy phrase as much as Gwyneth does, though. I have to apologize for Mr. Sheevan. He usually seems to get on a roll, and I try not to call when he's on. He's going, but you brought up, asked about other people in other shows. Now, I've yes. been listening to other shows. I actually heard a broadcaster compare this fake outbreak with the fake Chernobyl incident. And he said people need to suck it up, shut their mouths, get out there just like Chernobyl. They should have just took them 50 feet away from the facility and had them dig and grow, start planting crops with their hands. And I couldn't believe I would say such a stupid thing. You know, and the same guy, I tried to find out who he is because a week later he said, look, this is just like brain surgery. The only reason people die from brain surgery is because they force them to use rubber gloves. The body can fight off bacteria. If it gets in the body, fine. There's no reason by having all these regulations, and he contributed the regulations with the rubber gloves, the same thing as this nonsense we're dealing with today. And the people are listening to him. They're calling up, and I wanted to debate it, but more than likely they won't let me on there, I imagine, or keep me on there very long because I'm just surprised at the attitude.
And, David, let me ask you this. Is this on one of the larger alternative radio networks, or is this just some podcast somewhere?
No. This is on one of the networks off TalkStream Live.
Wow.
That I listen to on there. I mean, okay. You've actually been on there before.
Well,
I would like to ask this one question to these individuals. If they are so believing that this is just a simple common cold and you'll fight it off, if they come down sick, are they going to guarantee they're not going to be asking for one of those ventilators? They're just going to ride it out at home like they're telling everybody else to. That's what I like to.
That's a very good question, David. And I was hoping that you would call in, and I knew you would. And I thought that you listened to a number of broadcasts, and you make your own decisions. Class, the reason I asked, if there's anyone who has listened to other broadcasts, what are the other broadcasters saying? Because a guy called me, did he call me? Yeah, I think he did. It was it's almost 3 weeks now. So a little over 2 weeks ago, he said, this thing's going to blow over in 3 weeks. So I wrote on my calendar, I put it on the kitchen refrigerator, that this is going to blow over in 3 weeks. So I'm probably going to call him and say it's 3 weeks. And it's gotten infinitely worse. And I think I'm going to lose some friends over this. I think I already have lost some friends over this because my position is unchanged. This is absolutely, positively real. And saying that it's a fake, it's a fraud, it's a hoax is going to, in my opinion, get some people killed. Because if they believe people on the radio who they listen to and they say things as you have just said they've said, it's really dangerous, extremely dangerous. Now, my position has always been, and it's never changed on the Corona panic. My position is very simple. It's real. And I believe it's a biological weapon. Now, I can't prove that. But I believe this is absolutely real. I believe people are dying. I believe people are being infected. And regardless of the number of people who die from it, and that's something they talk about, you know, people die anyway. So what's the big deal about, you know, this little thing that's like a cold? Even Rush Limbaugh said it's no more dangerous than a common cold. I'm paraphrasing him. I had to take him to task, too, because I totally disagree with that. What's happening is this is really infectious, and it the number of cases seems to double about every 3 days or 3.4 days, maybe even... Well, somewhere between 3 and 4 days.
Just because a person doesn't
die from it doesn't mean that that person isn't violently ill. It doesn't mean that that person hasn't been permanently damaged as a result of this. So why are we playing around with this? And I object to that. And I was thinking, and this is a very dangerous thing for me to say, but I don't know if I want to be associated with people on a network to say that this is not real. We'll be right back. David, please hold on.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A $2 trillion coronavirus economic relief package is halfway home as the U.S. Senate gave it unanimous approval late yesterday, and the U.S. House is expected to give it final approval tomorrow. A record 3.3 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week as the virus was starting to shut down much of the nation's economy. To put it in perspective, in recent years, the average number of first-time filers in a given week would hover around 200,000. The Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the economy's taking a hit, but it will be coming back.
I think many expect, and I would expect, the economic activity to resume and move back up in the second half of the year.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University says the number of Americans who've died of the virus now stands at 1,050. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about disinformation, bad information, and confusing information about the corona panic. Rich Heaven's with us, and David in Illinois is with us, both instructors. David, I'd like you to share a little bit more about what others are saying. And I want to just make this very clear to our class. Here's how strong my position is on the truth. I have distanced myself, literally, I have removed myself and USA Prepares from a couple outlets, networks, if you will. that would carry our broadcast in a repeat mode. So it originates on Genesis Communications Network, and there are USA Prepares, and I've been on two other networks. And I distanced myself from both of them because I did not like their message. That never happens in radio, except for us, I believe, because broadcasters want a greater and greater and greater audience. That's the plan, right? And I did just the opposite because I did not want to be associated with people whose message I did not agree with. So the truth still reigns here at USA Prepares. David, please continue with any other thoughts that you have about this particular subject.
Yes, I do listen to a lot. I mean, I listen to four or five different shows at a time. In other words, my mind will get bored. But I have went back to try to listen to that station. I wasn't going to listen to it anymore, but I've been wanting to try to see about getting on there to see if they'll let me find out why they think that way. Did you see the reports about the cruise ships where they went back and tested the cruise ships 17 days after the corona patients were removed, and it's still showing up? It's all over the ship still?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I have. Yep.
And how long?
Yes,
that'd
yes,
be
yeah.
a great way to study it by leaving it there to see how long it does sit on the surfaces. I don't think they'll do
and
that.
Here's something else that's very interesting about that. So cruise ships are out in the ocean, right? Or in the Gulf, right? Or in the bay, right? Salt water. Salt water is a disinfectant. And it seems like it's still surviving after 17 days. So that's... I was talking with a package delivery guy. And I was talking to him about the corona panic, and is he concerned? And he said, well, you know, by the time he gets the packages, they've been sitting for a day or 12 hours. So he feels relatively secure. You're saying that it stays on the surface for 17 days. Rich Sheevan is, and I am too, because that's what we have learned. So a word to the wise, if you're going to get a package delivered, whether it be by Amazon, UPS, United States Postal Service, regardless of how it comes to you, I think you ought to put it in the sun or leave it in the sun. Use gloves, face mask, put it in the sun. Make sure the sun gets on all sides of it for at least half a day each side so that the UV of the sun can disinfect that package, and then open it outside, not inside your home or your business, if your business is still up and running. I suggest you think about that. David, any more thoughts?
Yes. One other thing I didn't know. Now, we brought up this discussion quite a while ago on your show about if something happens in California, my concern was the people were going to flee. I was listening to another show where they were interviewing truckers were calling in that are delivering supplies. And when they're coming out of California, the roads are packed with people filled up with cars leaving California. So they're not stopping them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're just going to bring it everywhere else.
I'm sure Rich even has seen these articles as well, that people who have, we'll call them summer homes or vacation homes, and people are, and they live in the city and they make the big money in the city. And then, you know, when a couple weeks a year, they may go out, or a couple days a year, and go out to their vacation home. Now they're fleeing the cities to move back into their vacation home. And the locals where these vacation homes are livid. They don't want these people invading them. Now, it used to be that bring us your money, bring us your tourism, bring us your trash. That was okay. Now it's not okay.
I read an article. You guys, where the super wealthy going to the Hamptons right now to get away from the masses of people, and that's exactly what's happening. But let me share a couple of articles with you. Let me just chime in here real quick, and I think, you know, there's a lot of information we don't know because of the deception, the corruption, the manipulation, the deceit. But here's an article right here: 21 million Chinese cell phone users disappear in 3 months of pandemic. So I have two questions. Is that because they're tired of being tracked, or are they sick and dying? information. Here's another article. China is innocent, says the UN and the World Health Organization, who happens to get a ton of money from China. And we've discredited the UN many times on this show. So that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of information we're not, and this is why I dig real deep. Here's some more information about the coronavirus. New York doctor has remarkable results with HCQ, 500 patients, zero hospitalizations. This is very disturbing to show the agendas of the powers that be. Basically, it's about fascism, totalitarianism, tyranny, and basically the elimination of the freedoms, liberties, and rights of the American people. Eric Garcetti, I believe he's the Los Angeles mayor, has threatened if you don't close up shop, if you don't do what you're supposed to, he's going to cut off your water and power. Now, this is kind of USSR, Pol Pot, Hitler-type stuff. Next article, Nevada governor bans using HCQ to treat coronavirus. It almost seems like the people on the left, the Democrats, the deep state, the establishment, whatever you want to call them, is rooting for the coronavirus over the American people. And another article which basically shows that the mainstream media is trying to create rifts and divide and conquer strategies between Dr. Fauci and the administration. Here's a very interesting article. Iceland scientists find 40 mutations in the virus. Now, Vince, you mentioned just a few moments ago, and we've confirmed this through a lot of different articles, that this is indeed a geoengineered man-made bioweapon. And that's one of the main reasons we're telling people to get out of urban, suburban areas and possibly live rural. And here's one last article on this, and I'll let you guys comment on what I just said. China just sent 150,000 test kits to Prague, the Czech Republic, and 80% of them didn't work. They're giving false positives. So is this incompetence, or is this a way to create more hype and hysteria, destroy economies, and create more fascist, tyrannical dictatorships? Vince?
Okay, well, I have to say that if I were the mayor of Los Angeles, I would do the same thing. With my understanding of this corona panic and the deaths and the infection rate and the costs, it's incumbent upon everybody to not transmit it. The twerkers of the spring break, I mean, they spread it. There's no question they spread it. They have confirmed cases. They have been infected. They infected each other. Here's an article from Springfield, Missouri. So Missouri gets locked down, or Springfield, Missouri and Greene County get locked down tonight at midnight. And there are 227 cases, confirmed cases of coronavirus in Missouri, 18 cases in Greene County, where Springfield is. On Sunday, and we reported this before, on Sunday, March 15th, case number 18 visited Black Sheep Burgers in a downtown location, and I've been there. I was invited there once. I went there once. It wasn't very good, in my opinion. I would never go again, but, you know, a couple years ago, I was there for a short time. Then visited the Blue Room Comedy Club. So patient or case number 18 went to this burger joint, then went to a comedy club. That was Sunday. Monday, the next day, case number 18 visited Caesar's Old Mexico. Then Walmart Neighborhood Market on Sunshine. Now, Sunshine is a major drag in Springfield, Missouri. Then the next day, case number 18 visited the Walmart Neighborhood Market on Glenstone. Now, our meetups used to be at the intersection of Sunshine and Glenstone every Friday night. So, I've been to those places. So, this guy or gal traveled and infected a whole bunch of people. And as a result, Springfield, Missouri shuts down tonight, except for essential movement. Now, it's really interesting what essential movement is. Essential movement allows medical marijuana stores to stay open. Isn't that amazing? Farming is considered essential movement. So if I need to get some parts to repair a tractor to keep producing food, I can do that according to this order. But Springfield, Missouri and Greene County, Missouri shut down tonight. And that's just right now about almost half of the world's 7.8 billion with a B people are locked down. Half. It's really just 3 billion. Almost half. Can you imagine that? Almost half of the world is locked down. In my world, if this thing is spreading the way it's reported to be spreading, I would want it locked down as well. And if people were using city utilities like electricity and water, and they refused to limit their risky behavior, I'd shut their water off and I'd shut their electricity off as well. David, you have a comment?
I never thought of that. It'd be a great idea.
Well, you know, it's something that Adolf Hitler might have done. And, you know, okay, so does that mean it's bad because he might have done it? Not to me. Not to me. What you have to look at is the individual situation. And right. If the twerkers are on the... There were do-not-cross police yellow tape at the beaches in Florida. And these twerkers are just lifting it up and going right under the do-not-cross. They've been ordered. It's visible. It's clear. Don't go into the beach. But yet they were going into the beach. And they were gathering in large numbers. And they were defying the order. They were reckless. They were careless. Now, I don't care if they kill themselves. I really don't. I mean, it's messy for us, the rest of us, to clean it up. But if they want to do that and not infect the rest of us, fine. But if they cause problems for the rest of us, I have a problem with that. I don't want them infecting other people because of their careless and reckless attitude. You got a comment, David?
I was going to mention about the thing with the beachers and everyone else in the U.S., how they're tracking, using the cell phones to track the temperatures of everybody going up. And it's all over the country. It's all over the country.
Yeah, so if you're wearing that Fitbit, you're just telling everybody whether you got it or not or whether you have a fever. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the Corona panic has become quite contentious. And I believe that in families, there is arguing, yelling, screaming all over the world. And what I mean is I believe that young people who have been told by their parents, look, don't go out, please don't go out because you may bring that stuff home. We don't know who the people who whom you're seeing have been with. We don't know. We don't know about how careful they are. Please don't go out. And then the young people say, this is all in my mind, right? I believe this. What about my friends? I have a right to be happy. I have a right to go out. You can't make me stay home. Now, here at the farm, I've done exactly that. I've taken those very strong measures. I've discussed it with the family. And we talk about even how we're going to get the mail at the end of the road, or whether we would go to the post office. And the answer is, we're not. If the bills are late, so what? So what? Mrs. Finelli was busy working on taxes, and after the broadcast, I went in and I saw her and said, so what are you doing? So I'm getting ready for taxes. I said, why would you do that? Let's not do that. Forget it. Who cares? Who cares? Because people are not going to be paid. They're going to skip paying their mortgages. They're going to skip paying their rent. It's going to be worldwide. There's a collapse coming. It's big. Taxes are irrelevant, in my opinion. Rich Sheehan, do you have any comments on any of the things that I or David have just said?
Well, I mean, we could talk about this for hours, obviously. I personally had done my taxes. I just got to sign it and put it in the mail. And you know, I'm trying to go on with life.
Can you just hold on for just 1 second? I just wanted to make sure our class understands my feeling about taxes. I pay our taxes. We do. However, I believe that the best time to send in your taxes is it the last minute of the last hour of the last day that it's due? Because I know that the government is gearing up for people who do exactly that, and I don't want to disappoint them. So I want mine to be in with the rush of everybody else's all at the same time. And I don't want to let them down. So I always file at the last minute of the last hour of the last day. And normally that's April 15th. But now it's 90 days. Now it's 90 days extended. So I'm going to wait 90 days, and I don't want to disappoint them. I just wanted to share that with the class.
Yeah, so anyway, I with all the articles I've mentioned, with all the research we've done, Vince, that there's so much proof that this is a bioengineered, man-made bioweapon. And the timing of the coincidences is just, you know, from Russia to Ukraine to impeachment to this to that, with no evidence. And, you know, it's just so obvious that there's people behind the scenes who have an addiction to power, money, and control. And we've talked about how, I mean, I've mentioned Henry Kissinger, Bill Gates, the royal family from England. I've mentioned other names who actually are calling for depopulation. So can we prove that this is absolutely some type of plot against the people? 100%? No. But are these coincidences adding up? Yes. And this is one of the reasons why we talk about, I think it's so important. Too many people talk about social and political stuff. We need to talk about financial, economic, social, and political stuff equally. We need to have equal knowledge. And we have to, you know, do something about it. We, you know, not just talk about it. Maybe live off-grid, have a garden, live rural. You know, all these things that we've been talking about for years, you know, building skill sets, especially with our youth. You know, I run into a lot of young people. I know the millennials get a bad rap, but they often brag about the technological skill. But yet they don't want to live off-grid, which is technology and electronics. You know, there's so many things that we need to do, and we've lost the protege-mentor relationship in America. You know, we have teachers teaching theory and not practical experience. You know, there's so many things that needs to change because too many people are manufacturing their perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation, especially in government. And we need to get past that. We need to think about what's best for Americans, and especially the little people, where the bottom 93% not only does not get representation, but the whole system is geared to foment hate and divide and conquer against one another. As long as we have this system, we will not learn from our mistakes and get better for it. And that's part of what I've been talking about for years regarding lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. This is metastasized into every form of American life.
David, would you like to share with us the broadcast that you heard that Chernobyl was faked and the coronavirus is a fake?
I kick everybody off anyway, so I might as well.
Okay. Do you want to say it now, or do you want to hold through the break?
I can hold. I have a question to ask Rick when we get back. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Rich Haven will be back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.